Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in many countries adhere to the Baha'i faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom found in the teachings of the Baha'i faith with an excerpt from the holy tablet of Baha'u'llah titled Laiyaktus, or the Most Holy Tablet. Laiyaktus, the Most Holy Tablet.
This is the Most Holy Tablet, sent down from the Holy Kingdom unto the one who hath set his faith toward the object of the adoration of the world. He who hath come from the heaven of eternity, invested with transcendent glory, in the name of the Lord of great glory.
This is an epistle from our presence unto him whom the veils of names have failed to keep back from God, the Creator of heaven and earth, that his eyes may be cheered in the days of his Lord, the help in peril, the self-subsisting.
Say, O followers of the Son, have ye shut out yourselves from me by reason of my name? Wherefore ponder ye not in your hearts? Day and night ye have been calling upon your Lord the Omnipotent, but when he came from the heaven of eternity, in his great glory, ye turned aside from him and remained sunk in heedlessness.
We verily have come for your sakes, and have borne the misfortunes of the world for your salvation. Flee ye the one who has sacrificed his life that ye may be quickened? Fear God, O followers of the Spirit, and walk not in the footsteps of every divine that hath gone far astray. Do ye imagine that he seeketh his own interests, when he hath at all times been threatened by the swords of the enemies, or that he seeketh the vanities of the world after he hath been imprisoned in the most desolate of cities? Be fair in your judgment, and follow not the footsteps of the unjust.
Open the doors of your hearts. He who is the Spirit verily standeth before them. Wherefore keep ye afar from him who hath purposed to draw you nigh unto a resplendent spot. Say, we in truth have opened unto you the gates of the kingdom. Will ye bar the doors of your houses in my face? This indeed is naught but a grievous error. He verily hath again come down from heaven, even as he came down from it the first time. Beware, lest ye dispute that which he proclaimeth, even as the people before you disputed his utterances. Thus instructeth you the True One, could ye but perceive it.
The river Jordan is joined to the most great ocean, and the sun, in the holy veil, crieth out, Here am I, Here am I, O Lord my God, whilst Sinai circleth round the house, and the burning bush calleth aloud, He who is the desired one is come in his transcendent majesty. Say, Lo, the Father is come, and that which ye were promised in the kingdom is fulfilled. This is the word which the Son concealed, when to those around him he said, Ye cannot bear it now.
And when the appointed time was fulfilled and the hour had struck, the word shone forth above the horizon of the will of God. Beware, O followers of the Son, that ye cast it not behind your backs. Take ye fast hold of it. Better is this for you than all that ye possess. Verily, he is nigh unto them that do good. The hour, which we had concealed from the knowledge of the peoples of the earth and of the favored angels, hath come to pass. Say verily, he hath testified of me, and I do testify of him. Indeed, he hath purposed no one other than me. Unto this beareth witness every fair-minded and understanding soul.
Though beset with countless afflictions, we summon the people unto God, the Lord of names. Say, strive ye to attain that which ye have been promised in the books of God, and walk not in the way of the ignorant. My body hath endured imprisonment, that ye may be released from the bondage of self. Set your faces then towards his countenance, and follow not the footsteps of every hostile oppressor. Verily, he hath consented to be sorely abased, that ye may attain unto glory, and yet ye are disporting yourselves in the veil of heedlessness. He, in truth, liveth in the most desolate of abodes for your sakes, whilst ye dwell in your palaces.
Say, did ye not hearken to the voice of the crier, calling aloud in the wilderness of the Bayan, bearing unto you the glad tidings of the coming of your Lord, the All-Merciful? Lo, he is come in the sheltering shadow of testimony, invested with conclusive proof and evidence. And those who truly believe in him regard his presence as the embodiment of the kingdom of God. Blessed is the man who turneth toward him, and woe betide such as deny or doubt him.
Announce thou unto the priests, Lo, he who is the ruler is come. Step out from behind the veil in the name of thy Lord, he who layeth low the necks of all men. Proclaim then unto all mankind the glad tidings of this mighty, this glorious revelation. Verily, he who is the Spirit of truth is come to guide you unto all truth. He speaketh not as prompted by his own self, but as bidden by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise.
Say, this is the one who hath glorified the Son and hath exalted his cause. Cast away, O peoples of the earth, that which ye have, and take fast hold of that which ye are bidden by the All-Powerful, he who is the bearer of the trust of God. Purge ye your ears and set your hearts toward him, that ye may hearken to the most wondrous call which hath been raised from Sinai, the habitation of your Lord, the most glorious. It will in truth draw you nigh unto the spot wherein ye will perceive the splendor of the light of his countenance, which shineth above this luminous horizon.
Thus hath it been decreed by the Spirit in this wondrous tablet, He that summoneth men in my name is verily of me, and he will show forth that which is beyond the power of all that are on earth. Follow ye the way of the Lord, and walk not in the footsteps of them that are sunk in heedlessness. Well is it with the slumberer who is stirred by the breeze of God, and ariseth from amongst the dead, directing his steps towards the way of the Lord. Verily, such a man is regarded in the sight of God, the true one, as a jewel amongst men, and is reckoned with the blissful.
Say, in the east the light of his revelation hath broken. In the west have appeared the signs of his dominion. Ponder this in your hearts, O people, and be not of those who have turned a deaf ear to the admonitions of him who is the Almighty, the All-Praised. Let the breeze of God awaken you. Verily, it hath wafted over the world. Well is it with him that hath discovered the fragrance thereof, and been accounted among the well-assured.
Bethlehem is astir with the breeze of God. We hear her voice saying, O most generous Lord, where is thy great glory established? The sweet savors of thy presence have quickened me, after I had melted in my separation from thee. Praised be thou in that thou hast raised the veils and come with power in evident glory. We call unto her from behind the tabernacle of majesty and grandeur, O Bethlehem. This light hath risen in the Orient and travelled towards the Occident until it reached thee in the evening of its life.
Tell me then, do the sons recognize the Father and acknowledge him, or do they deny him, even as the people aforetime denied him, or Jesus? Whereupon she cried out, saying, Thou art in truth the all-knowing, the best informed. Verily, we behold all created things moved to bear witness unto us. Some know us and bear witness, while the majority bear witness, yet know us not.
Mount Sinai is astir with the joy of beholding our countenance. She hath lifted her enthralling voice in glorification of her Lord, saying, O Lord, I sense the fragrance of thy garment. Methinks thou art near, invested with the signs of God. Thou hast ennobled these regions with thy footsteps. Great is the blessedness of thy people. Could they but know thee and inhale thy sweet savors, and woe betide them that are fast asleep.
Happy art thou who hath turned thy face toward my countenance, inasmuch as thou hast rent the veils asunder, hath shattered the idols, and recognized thine eternal Lord. Be thou steadfast in the cause, and teach the people with consummate wisdom. Thus enjoineth thee the ruler of earth and heaven. He is in truth the Almighty, the Most Generous. Ere long will God exalt thy remembrance, and will inscribe with the pen of glory that which thou didst utter for the sake of his love. He is in truth the protector of the doers of good.
Say, blessed the slumberer who is awakened by my breeze. Blessed the lifeless one who is quickened through my reviving breath. Blessed the eye that is solaced by gazing at my beauty. Blessed the wayfarer who directeth his steps towards the tabernacle of my glory and majesty. Blessed the distressed one who seeketh refuge beneath the shadow of my canopy. Blessed the sore athirst who hasteth to the soft flowing waters of my loving kindness.
Blessed the insatiate soul, who casteth away his selfish desires for love of me, and taketh his place at the banquet table which I have sent down from heaven of divine bounty for my chosen ones. Blessed the abased one who layeth fast hold on the cord of my glory, and the needy one who entereth beneath the shadow of the tabernacle of my wealth. Blessed the ignorant one who seeketh the fountain of my knowledge, and the heedless one who cleaveth to the cord of my remembrance. Blessed the soul that hath been raised to life through my quickening breath, and hath gained admittance into my heavenly kingdom.
Blessed the man whom the sweet savors of reunion with me have stirred and caused to draw nigh unto the dayspring of my revelation. Blessed the ear that hath heard, and the tongue that hath borne witness, and the eye that hath seen and recognized the Lord himself, in his great glory and majesty, invested with grandeur and dominion. Blessed are they that have attained his presence. Blessed the man who hath sought enlightenment from the day-star of my word. Blessed he who hath attired his head with the diadem of my love. Blessed is he who hath heard of my grief, and hath arisen to aid me among my people.
Blessed is he who hath laid down his life in my path, and hath borne manifold hardships for the sake of my name. Blessed the man who, assured of my word, hath arisen from among the dead to celebrate my praise. Blessed is he that hath been enraptured by my wondrous melodies, and hath rent the veils asunder through the potency of my might. Blessed is he who hath remained faithful to my covenant, and whom the things of the world have not kept back from attaining my court of holiness.
Blessed is the man who hath detached himself from all else but me, hath soared in the atmosphere of my love, hath gained admittance into my kingdom, gazed upon my realms of glory, quaffed the living waters of my bounty, hath drunk his fill from the heavenly river of my loving providence, acquainted himself with my cause, apprehended that which I concealed within the treasury of my words, and hath shone forth from the horizon of divine knowledge, engaged in my praise and glorification. Verily he is of me. Upon him rest my mercy, my loving kindness, my bounty, and my glory. Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. May the Providence endow your life with nobility, love, and peace.